Mood Tracker is a mobile application. It's been built on the Android platform and available on the Android marketplace. It was developed to help individuals track their moods. And so it has a number of scales related to mood functioning. And each scale has a positive and a negative, what we call anchor, that's represented visually on a screen, on the Droid platform, on the Droid smartphone. It's represented on the screen as a horizontal line. So I can give you a quick example. The anchors might be depressed on one end of the continuum and happy on the other end, or tired on one end of the continuum and energetic on the other end of the continuum. So using touchscreen technology, the user simply indicates how they're feeling on each scale by swiping a small bar to the left or to the right.
So it's almost like having a diary that you would fill out, only it's on an Android, so the calculation and the history can be kept electronically.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So you can consider it to be an electronic diary. Once the user uses the scales, what's developed is a graph, and so they can literally track their moods on a day-to-day basis. And what studies have indicated is that electronic diaries show high rates of compliance with behavior tracking.
Why a mobile app?
So we know in the military that there is the concern about stigma. Lots of service members avoid or don't tend to use the resources that are available to them on a, you know, on a face-to-face consultation basis because they're concerned that they may be seen as weak, unable to perform their duties. It may affect their security clearance. So there are a lot of issues about confidentiality and privacy and getting services. Well, a mobile application can be downloaded in the privacy of one's home and then literally sits on a smartphone, which people generally have at their hip pocket level. One study indicated that we tend to keep our phones with us up to 14 hours a day. So the whole piece about confidentiality and being able to use these applications really in real time when a person wants to monitor their mood or even manage their stress.
So is the theory here that if you track the mood, then you are in a better position to be able to manage the mood?
Exactly. There are really benefits to both the person using the app and to the healthcare provider on the other end. We can certainly first consider the benefits to the person using the application. In the field of behavioral health, we know that greater personal awareness is an important first step in behavior change. So in other words, individuals with emotional problems need to first develop the ability to monitor and understand their behavior and the circumstances in which that behavior occurs. In fact, though we don't know the exact mechanisms, research does suggest that the very act of focusing on one's feelings can lead to positive changes. On the provider side of the equation, there are some real benefits. So typically a clinician will ask a patient in his or her office, you know, how was your mood over the past week? And what the patient is telling the clinician is what's called retrospective reporting. They're basically thinking back about how their mood was. In other cases, clinicians literally hand their patients a recording sheet, literally a piece of paper, that the patient is told to carry with them during the week to record their moods. That approach has limitations. Patients lose the form, or they don't have it with them when they need it, or they just simply forget to use it. And then just prior to the session, they'll do what we call backfilling, thinking back about their mood over the past 1 to 2 weeks. So obviously the accuracy of the data is impacted in that sense. The Mood Tracker application can literally prompt a user to self-monitor, so tremendous advantages in that respect, and it provides real-time self-evaluation of those moods. I would add one thing. One other feature is that the Mood Tracker allows individuals to take notes so they can link their moods as they're self-evaluating them with what's actually going on in their daily activities. So it gives kind of a nice diary of the events that may have led to the mood that they're describing.
Would this type of technique work with just about anyone? Are there some people who are just in such a dark place that this would be just too much for them to even do? Or is this something that's kind of empowering? It gives you the authority to be able to handle it.
We actually see this application as being used as a standalone product, but we do not see this application as a substitute for getting direct clinical care. We actually see it as potentially a stepping stone, that as an individual gets a better sense of how their moods are functioning on a day-to-day basis, that can be a catapult to getting some actual services. And then the provider can use the data that's being collected by the patient on a day-to-day basis.
And Dr. Tooley, the name of your center, the Defense Center for Excellence for Psychological Health and Traumatic Brain Injury, leads me to the next question. There are people that suffer psychological trauma or damage that aren't brain injured, and yet there are also people that have brain injury and may have that as well as psychological trauma. What's the relationship between brain injury and the psychology?
The mood tracker actually does have a scale for TBI, which, again, I want to stress, the mood tracker is not a diagnostic tool. It doesn't offer diagnoses. It just literally helps an individual who's using it to track their feelings. There is actually a scale on the mood tracker called, TBI, it's traumatic brain injury, that helps individuals to get a sense of whether they're having headaches or not, or whether they're feeling confused or alert or not. So the Defense Centers of Excellence mandate is to develop products, tools, conduct research in the area of traumatic brain injury and psychological health. There is certainly some overlap. You can appreciate that if you're having cognitive problems, thinking problems, it can have an impact on your emotional states as well. Although we also look at those two categories distinctively.
And how would they get their hands on the app?
The app is available to anyone. It's public-facing, and it's currently available on the Android marketplace because we built it on the Droid platform, the Android platform. We do expect to also build it on the iPhone platform. In fact, we have a pretty ambitious plan to develop many apps going forward here at the National Center for Telehealth and Technology. And so currently it's available on the Android marketplace, and perhaps in the next few months we'll get it up and running on the iTunes on the iTunes store as well. So it's public facing. Anyone can use it.
What other apps do you have coming out? Because we're going to start looking for those too.
That's great. So actually in the next month or two, we hope to bring out an application called iBreathe. And what it will do, a little bit different than Mood Tracker, what it will do is actually deliver an approach to managing stress. So we'll bring to bear all of the latest technology that an app can provide in the way of visual multimedia, auditory multimedia, and we'll literally teach an individual how to use a deep breathing exercise to manage in the moment stress. So that's called iBreathe, and that should be coming out in another month or two. We're also intending to build applications for providers because we appreciate, you know, that this field is complex, treating post-traumatic stress, TBI, and so on. And so we'll build applications that have what we call clinical practice guidelines. So, again, at a hip pocket level, a provider can literally access these guidelines as they're working with patients.